As airports around Europe gradually closed down last Friday, emptying the skies overhead, paradoxically, aviation fans descended on the town of Pardubice to celebrate the centenary of Czech aviation on April 16th. On that day, in 1910, the first Czech aviator, Jan Kašpar, fulfilled his dream, taking his legendary Blériot 25 meters up into the air for a 2 kilometer flight over his hometown. The next day, the local papers proudly reported on the first Czech to experience the incredible sensation of flying. A year later, on May 13th of 1911, Kašpar undertook a flight from Pardubice to Prague, at the time the longest flight ever undertaken in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, flying at a speed of 80 kilometers per hour and covering the 120-kilometer distance in 1 hour and 32 minutes. By some strange twist of fate, the Blériot 11 plane, a replica of Kašpar's historic plane, also had the skies pretty much to itself when it took off from Pardubice airfield last Friday, ascending to a height of 60 meters and circling around town before executing a perfect landing on the airstrip. Mara, who flies ultralight planes, said taking the Blériot 11 up had been an incredible experience, though it was much colder, he said, than expected. Kašpar was known to fly his plane in a sweater, scarf and goggles. His beloved Blériot 11 is now on display at the National Technical Museum in Prague. An association for people with disabilities called Adrenaline Without Barriers is working on a motorbike for wheelchair users. The motorbike is to be fully hand-controlled and will have small electronically controlled side wheels which would hit the ground when the bike comes to a stop in order for the rider to be able to keep balance. The team has been working on it for 2 years and hopes to have it ready for testing by the end of 2010. Interest in it is expected to be considerable, since at present there is nothing like it in the Czech Republic, and wheelchair users who can afford the expense buy 3 or 4 wheelers to ride. Jiří Suchánek, who came up with the idea, is an enthusiastic biker who had friends among wheelchair users and wanted them to experience the joy of riding a motorbike. A car thief in České Budějovice got more than he bargained for when he stole a car with a dog and baby in the back seat. The absent-minded mother had just left the car for a minute, with dog and baby unattended, moreover leaving the car keys on the front seat. The thief clearly had no idea he had 2 passengers in the back when he jumped in and drove off, and then in a panic he turned into a deserted yard, abandoned the car and ran away. The police found the car within an hour, with a baby and dog still in the back, safe and sound, and are now searching for the car thief. The Prague Academy of Fine Arts has organized a course in Gothic bookbinding for the public. The 5-day course teaches applicants the art of bookbinding as it was performed at royal courts, cloisters and universities in the late 13th to early 16th century. Applicants are given step-by-step instructions and helped to bind a book from scratch. Using the herringbone stitching technique, binding the cover in soft leather and using split thongs for decoration and support. The course has so far attracted mainly museum workers, restorers, and surprisingly even an IT specialist. But it's open to anyone who wants to give it a try. If there is interest, the Academy of Arts says it will expand the course to Renaissance bookbinding. Thank you. Although the Czech Republic has the largest number of tea houses in the world, few Czechs would actually consider using tea as a cooking ingredient. Czech chef Radim Gerlich is an expert in using various brands of tea in Czech and international cuisine. He uses tea leaves as a marinade, cooks rice, pasta and couscous in it, and even adds it to desserts to give them an unusual flavor. The main thing, he says, is to gauge which tea suits which dish best so as not to overpower the original flavor, but to add something extra to it, such as mint tea will add to desserts. On the other hand, black tea is said to be perfect for marinades because it tenderizes meat and poultry, and oolong makes good sauces, blending extremely well with cream. The Czech tea chef is one of 12 cooks to get an invitation to the second annual tea festival in Sri Lanka. The main event is a competition in cooking with tea, where Gerlach is expected to present 5 dishes, among them lamb with a tea spice sauce with mushrooms, maize and spinach, tea spiced ravioli and panna cotta with black tea and cinnamon. If that is making your mouth water, then go ahead and try a hand at a tea recipe. There are some on the internet, and Gerlach says he worked on a trial and error basis to find out what tea is best suited to a given dish. Oh, and one last point. If you have any tea left over, give it to your plants. They will greatly appreciate it.